Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hi everyone, this is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. And we're going to be talking all about love tonight. It is all about the love. We need a lot more love in the world today. So in the mornings, when you can, you know, send out love bomb to the world. We need it. Going to get to it. I'm going to bring Jason on. He's back. And then we'll get to reading. Hi, Jason. Welcome back.
Kelly Jo, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing today?
It's always something to look forward to coming on here. I always enjoy it. It's always a good time. I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be here. So.
We always have a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Well, I thought we'd do a show about love tonight because of Valentine's Day. So.
Absolutely. Sure.
And do you know the heart was made because of the butt? It's all about the butt. Because if you look at the heart, it looks like the shape of a little butt. That's a little bit of history about the heart. So there you go. Okay. And on that note, we'll get started. 520.
Hi.
Hello, 520.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Lisa, and I'm from Tucson. Thank you. Thank you.
And what's your question, Lisa?
How do you see the next couple of months? I did not get called for a job interview that I went on in November, December, and I am an independent contractor. I like the industry. I haven't pulled in any income to speak of from it, and I just wonder how you see that.
Well, broaden your scope of what you're looking for, because they're singing that song, looking for love in all the wrong places. So you're looking for a job in all the wrong places. So broaden your scope and put more stuff. Expand your resume, and you'll get more hits. And it looks like you'll probably get an interview end week of February.
Oh, wow. I'm not even sure. I'm already an independent contractor, and I just, go solely on commission. So I'm not even sure if I really want to take an extra job on. But I'd like to make money in my own profession, actually.
Well, you're going to be able to be an independent contractor. You're applying for independent contracting. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the job you're going to get on.
Okay.
I can add in.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel like when you first ask your question, sometimes I'll get an answer in terms of timing right away without even focusing on it. And one of the things I got is, March, you're going to get a job that you're employed with, that you'll be satisfied with, and it leads to something down the road. Like the first few months of it, like any new job or new position, is one of those things where you got to like wait till you establish yourself until you're solidified, so to speak. But I see something coming up for you that's going to be beneficial, and I feel like March is the time period I see that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'll tell you something. I'll just say one last thing real quick. Sometimes it's the hardest thing is to wait on something, but I'm going to say as long as you pray every day or meditate and think to yourself with a manifestation about it. You manifest that you want to get this new job and you think of it in terms of timing. Sometimes you'll get a response to that faster because you're putting it out there and the universe knows you're looking for it. I know you're doing that already, but I do feel like you don't have a delay of too long to wait to get the position you've been looking for.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to do 775.
Okay.
Hi, 775.
Hi, so nice to speak with you. Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
And what's your question, Wendy?
Well, I feel like my job is secure. I spoke to my boss on Friday. I've been off work since January 15 due to some back issues, and I'm very good about keeping all the paperwork filled out for my FMLA, ADA. And do you think my doctor wrote me off until the 21st of this month, but I'm going to contact her midweek next week because I don't think I'm going to be ready to go back to work. I don't think I'll be physically able to. Will my doctor extend my time off through the end of this month, maybe even through March?
No. No, because they see you as being healed enough to do desk work.
Right.
And they're getting ready to complete it.
Oh, you mean complete what, the time off?
The time off, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I will just add in there to keep moving forward with things and not delaying things. I feel like it's going to be positive for you going forward.
Okay.
And not trying to get an extension or a delay. There's something about you moving forward with things and not having a delay affect you, so that's what I'm getting.
Okay. So I'm going to see a physical therapist tomorrow. Her name is Priscilla, and I hope she's good for me and helps me to get strong.
Oh, she'll be you'll have good synergy.
Yeah,
you guys are going to work well together.
It was either going to be Mary Lou or Priscilla, and I even had an appointment with Mary Lou, but then I changed
her.
Okay.
All right. Eight five six.
Okay.
Hello, 856.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Where are you from? What's your name?
Al Rosemary from New Jersey.
And what's your question? Go ahead, Jake.
I guess
sure.
About your topic, love, committed, when that's coming in.
I will just say, in terms of your romance options, have you been circulating yourself, getting yourself out there, trying to get out there to increase your options? Because one of the things I'll say is when you start doing that more is when you're going to actually start getting more responsiveness to it.
Doing a little bit more this week, and towards the end of
last
week.
Yeah, it's around Valentine's Day. You're gonna. It's like a plant that you plant the seeds, and it grows over a while. It's not gonna happen instantaneous, but I do see if you put more of an effort, being a little more proactive with yourself, have a little more confidence, and not fearing rejection. I see you being rewarded by finding somebody, but I feel like it's gonna take more than just one little effort. I do see you possibly having something, but it's got to take that effort on your part to commit to wanting to do it and committing to it.
Cool.
And
I appreciate it.
I want to add something. Go to the local coffee shop and get a coffee.
Okay. Cool.
And do that every other day,
Got it.
And then you'll be out and about. Remember to put your leaf lipstick on. V-neck is the girl's best friend. Somebody opens the door, bat your eyelashes, and swish your hips.
Got it.
If I'll just add one last thing. Yeah, I was going to say 2020 is a year that you have a strongest possibility of possibly getting into a relationship you're content with. So you have a good shot at that this year coming your way. So don't lose sight of that.
Cool, I appreciate it.
Okay, right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, 720.
Hello,
720.
Yes, hello. My name is Lola.
Hi, Lola. Where are you from?
Hi, Lola.
I'm from Colorado. I'm just wondering if you guys see, well, that was where I was born and raised. I'm just wondering if you guys see anything about moving or job.
There's a six-month time frame around you to move, and it looks like it would be job opportunity. And it looks like you'll move down two states south of Colorado.
Okay, yeah, I'm not in Colorado right now, though. I'm in California.
Okay, but you're moving two states down below Colorado.
Okay.
Or where? And you'll move in six. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Charlie. I'm sorry, Kelly. I didn't interrupt you. Go ahead. You can finish. My bad.
Go ahead.
I was going to say I see towards the warmer months of this year is when you have everything in order that you feel like right now you're lacking. So job and moving and all that, I feel like towards 90 days from now or so would be when you feel like your feet are better on the ground and you're better situated. I feel like right now you kind of feel like things are just upheaval or in flux, and that ends in the next 90 days or so altogether between job and moving.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you. I really appreciate it, you guys. All
right. Thank you.
Welcome.
Have a good night. Bye.
347. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York.
Turn down your thingamabob because we're echoing.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, good. Thank you. All right, what's your question?
I wanted to hear about love life for me. There's someone I care about, and I'm not sure if you guys see us having something more solid or if you see someone with someone else, me with someone else. Sorry. So
tell me that.
It feels like I'm going to be single forever, but I do care a lot about him, so it would be great if...
I'm sorry, do you want to go first, Kelly Jo? I didn't mean to interrupt you. The one question I have for you with this person is, do you have the ability to have a pretty good conversation about where the two of you stand with each other? Because I feel like that could help miscommunications that occur over time, or like a miss...
Yeah.
There's some type of thing going on where the expectations aren't on the same page completely, and I feel like you could clear that up by having a conversation with each other, that could help you kind of know where he stands and where you stand, because I feel like going forward, that's going to be something the two of you are going to be very strong with each other going forward, like around three weeks from now.
I express myself in the past, and he knows how I feel about him. Like, he knows that I want him, like, he wants me, but he knows I want, like, relationship, and he just wants
Yeah, he's scared about something with commitment, or he's scared about the next step of that or what it entails. Almost like having to gone through something himself, he's kind of just reprocessing and adjusting and going forward and things. So keep that in mind, not just your perspective, but understand his perspective a little better, and you might kind of feel better about things going forward than you do right now.
I do. I don't push him. He just knows that, you know, I don't want to just have casual sex with him. I don't mind us being physical, but, of course, I want something more than just a physical, because we're not teenagers, you know. He just acts like he just wants to just, you know, have that with no attachment. And come on, like, he knows that's not realistic.
I'm getting, you need to cut bait and run.
It's going to take a while to get you two on that same page. So that's something to keep in mind. You got a patient that you really wanted things to go.
Right, but I don't really see you with him. I see you with somebody else with blue-black hair and dark, dark brown eyes and 5'10".
Hmm. Do you see one?
Well, you have to let go of the old one first. You can't occupy two spaces at once.
Well, you know, he keeps coming towards me. I don't chase him. He knows
how to
feel
about him. Well, you have to learn to say no.
I do. I haven't let him in.
No, you don't.
Let him back in. I mean, I speak with him, but I don't meet up with him.
You keep letting him back in.
Well,
you know,
I'll say this. If you don't want to have casual sex, if that's how you feel like it's going in that direction, I would set the parameters and the boundaries that if he wants some of the candy from the candy jar, he's going to have to commit to a more structured dynamic with you than just thinking he can get through the front door, have his candy, and leave.
Right, and I told him that last week, and he's been silent. He always does this. Like, he comes around every couple weeks to see if I'll give in, and I say that to him, and then he backs off, and he comes back.
Hon, you're beating a dead horse. Dead horses don't get up, and it ain't going to change. If a man shows you how he is, that's the way he is. Period.
I'm not beating a dead horse.
You better listen when they tell you what they are.
Okay, I'm not beating a dead horse.
I think you'll know pretty clearly as the month changes from February to March, you're going to have a pretty good idea where you stand with this guy just based on the way things are going right now. So you'll have the universe will help you with your decision, put it that way.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
860. Oh, how do we get a hold of you, Jason?
Oh, sure. You can reach me through my website, socialpsychic.com, or on my cell phone, 813-785-7306.
And me, 561-333-5367, and kellyjoepsychic.com. Okay, we're going to go to 860.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I have a question. I'm going to a holistic conference this actually leap day, February 29th. And I'm looking for to meet like-minded people, possibly going into a relationship. Do you see me in one soon?
I see you meeting like-minded people, but there isn't many men folk there.
Oh, okay.
I think it's mostly women folk.
Okay.
Hello, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Yeah, the only thing I'll say when you ask that is I'm getting more about July as when you're going to meet somebody that you really have that connection with, and you're going to have a spiritual connection with the person as well. So it's going to be deeper, but it's going to be around then.
Okay. Do you think we start off as friends and then it kind of develops in July, or is it starts in July?
It'll be a short period of time where you meet each other, but you'll know pretty well where you stand with each other. I don't think it's going to start off as friends. I think it'll be more of a normal dynamic when you're interested in somebody where you date loosely and you kind of go from there.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And the words they're giving me is mano, mano. So I guess mutual.
Okay. Can I just ask you just one thing? Like, the next couple of months, do you feel getting better? It's been really tough in the last 3 months. Just generally.
I'm going to say yes for me, but go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, okay. I see that also. And something really neat's going to happen in May for you.
Oh, cool. Very nice. I have a book out, so I'm just trying to get that book out and in the sense of getting into people's hands. So I'm looking to.
By yourself, right? It's independently produced.
What was that? I'm sorry?
You published it. You self-published it, right?
Yes.
Yes. I see you doing that in little book stores where you live.
Have fun with that, too.
Right.
I think it's something you're going to have a lot of fun with going forward. I think it's something you're going to really enjoy. It's going to give you opportunities to meet a lot of people as an icebreaker and give you something to enjoy and do.
Good. Yeah, I'm really liking it. I'm actually starting my second book now, too. It's really addictive. So,
excellent.
I can't wait.
Congratulations.
I can't wait. Thank you so very much. It's really
have
an
a good
honor.
Night.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Blessing. Thank you.
Okay. All right, everybody. You guys got to turn down your radios or your computers because we're having back static really bad. So you guys all got to turn that down. Okay, thank you. All right, 520.
Oh, you've already talked with me. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. All right. 561. 561 308. Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm from Jupiter, Florida.
All right. What's your question?
my question is, when do you see I'm going to get permanent work?
Go ahead, Jason.
When you ask that question, I'm getting along the middle or end of April as a very strong window for you to find another position, as long as you're actively searching and not delaying anything right now and actively following up and making sure you're making every effort to look for a job while you're without work or while you're waiting for the next position.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
You're
hang
welcome.
In there. And don't feel nervous. It's going to, it works out. It's just a little delay. So
you're going to have little snippets here and there that'll fill in.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Another 561.
Hello.
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 Hello. What's your name?
My name is Linda, and I'm from Florida.
Florida.
And what's your question? You guys got to turn on your computers.
Okay, let me. I'm on a Bluetooth. Let me get off of it. Okay, can you hear me better?
That's a little better, yeah.
Will my current relationship be long term, and will we be going to Italy in the fall?
Yes.
Yes. I got yes on both those as well. You are going to Italy in the fall, and you are going to be together, stay together.
And you're going to be in a long-term committed relationship with each other.
Okay. And it's good. There are no secrets on the other side.
Don't let your jealousy get the best of you.
I feel like some of them might have insecurities about possessiveness. So that would be the one thing I'd see as a challenge between you guys, is making sure you trust each other and that you're not insecure.
Okay. All right. I really appreciate it. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Let's see. Eight. That's you. Okay. 772. Hi, 772.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hey. It's Jeffrey from Florida. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's like the third time I've talked to you guys both. I have a question about I've kind of been through a pretty traumatic time of my life. I going through a divorce and a struggling business. The divorce is over now, and my business is still kind of struggling. It's been kind of on and off for about a few months now, and I was wondering if you see a potential acquisition happening, or
yes.
If you
will get bought out.
Okay.
And you're going to get the price that you're asking for.
Okay. This is taking a little bit longer than I would have hoped.
Well, the
I'm
money,
just getting paid. Good.
The funding is a problem, but they're going to go with another company and it'll work.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Jason.
The main thing I would just say is that there's a tie-up in some of the details, but it gets ironed out, and I feel like it's moving forward within the next 60 days or so. Or before
okay.
that, depending on these details being ironed out.
Okay. And do you see any I've been kind of working on myself lately, and do you see anything love-wise, you know, in a year or 2 years? And where should I be focusing my attention towards?
It looks like you have an opportunity open in the fall to meet a really nice spiritual lady. She looks like she's a blonde. She's like 5'6". She's medium built. She has 2 grown kids. And that's what I'm seeing.
All right.
I'll add one thing to that. I'll say that not only with that, but I also see there being a strong possibility that she might be a little older than you, but it's going to be something that you're going to find very refreshing. As you just brought that up, that's what I got, Kelly Joe. So
yeah,
there you go.
And hopefully no abuse. So.
No.
All right.
No, this is a nice healed adult relationship.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate it. Keep up the good work, and have a good evening.
You
too. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay. 787.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Alex. I'm from Austin, Texas.
Okay, and what's your question, Alex?
So I'm in the middle of transitioning roles. I just wanted to see if you get a timeline on when I will be getting a new job and if you have any kind of insight on, like, what the company looks like, what sector, industry, any of that.
Okay, it looks like it's... Is it right out of Texas, too?
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm seeing it. It's in Houston, and it's corporate, and you'd be working with pods of people, and it looks like it's more like management, and but you also are going to have to travel, so wheels up, wheels up. Planes, trains, and automobiles.
And are you getting, like, a timeline on – so I'm currently employed, but I gave a 90-day resignation. Just
well, yeah, they're going to do an interview with the big dude, and then you'll probably go there – this is February – mid-March, end of March.
Okay.
And you need to get some – you're going to have to get some suits.
Some suits, okay.
You know, for business, you have to do lots of meetings. They say you got plenty of ties.
I do have plenty of ties. I have a lot of ties, so I'll get a couple more suits.
Okay.
So you see just, like, sector, like, management just in, like, tech or something, or?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
The one thing I'll add to that, is you're going to be more out and about and not, like, staying in one spot, so maybe that reflects the whole thing about you traveling more, but I see you as out and about more and actually more satisfied with things in your life than they've been, so that's something to keep in mind, that the change is going to be for the better and it's going to be positive.
Yeah, and financially the same, you're seeing, like, I don't know if both of you are seeing it's like the same or if not better financially.
No, you're going to get a raise in pay, hon. You get benefit, you get a whole package, and you get health insurance, you get teeth and eyeballs, and you get, like, bonuses if you do good and all that.
Okay, awesome.
And then they fly you all over the place, so I hope they give you, travel. They'll give you, like, a travel expense card thing.
Okay, perfect. But I haven't, like, found it yet, right? I just started applying, like, last week. So I just want to see. I've already been getting a couple offers, but I don't want to accept something too soon off the gate. So.
Well, you're
going to know when you see it.
Okay.
You'll have
a very
good idea about this when you see it, for sure.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, 954.
Hi.
Hello, 954.
Hi, it's Sharon in Florida.
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
I'm wondering about work. Is it going to pick up? Am I going to move to another spot? What's going on with work?
Your work is okay right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to move?
I want to move to another position. Just something that'll maybe be more hours.
Well, would you work in the back in the processing part?
Yes, I do. I'm a mail carrier.
You know, but I see you doing the processing part, whatever that means.
That means sorting all the mail.
Okay, well, there you go. What do you get, Jason?
The one thing I'm going to say, I don't know if you have issues with your knees or joints or having to stand a lot, but you're going to have something where you're not going to have as much pressure on your body going forward with your position. So there's going to be something going forward for you that is going to be a lot more enjoyable, gives you more responsibility, but you're going to – I almost feel like you're going to have more flexibility with your days in when you're working and what you can do. So there will be some type of flexibility with something with that.
Okay. That's good.
All right. And you won't be as tired at the end of the day.
It is a physical. It is very physical.
Well, there's something that's going to be less physical, more rewarding, but you're going to still be satisfied and not as tired at the end of the day.
That would be awesome.
Just watch your knees and bending. I'm not trying to say you're going to get hurt or anything, but I'm just talking about your own kind of wear and tear on the body.
Yeah, I take glucosamine because I always did. My knees always used to hurt, but once I started taking that, I seem a lot better, and I do a lot of walking sometimes.
And it's going to get even better for you going forward, with that issue at least.
Yes.
Yay. Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All
right. Thank you.
Okay, we got one more, and then we can talk about love or whatever we want to talk about. Okay. 602. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's your question?
Well, I don't have anything about love because I'm not in love with anyone right now. So I guess that counts me out. And I'm not trying to get anybody in love.
Do you have a question?
Is my job going to change anytime soon?
Yes.
Is your job going to what?
Change.
Oh, change.
For the better,
okay.
Hopefully.
Do you want me to go first, Kelly Jo, or do you want to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
The one thing I'm going to say in response to that question is, have you been making an effort, and let me rephrase this, once you make an effort to have a change in your career by either making it known that you want to get another position or applying for something a little more proactively, then that's when it's going to be positive for you. The changes happen.
Well, I have been trying even more so since Friday, December the 13th, when one of my coworkers told our supervisor that I threatened her life because she had a panic attack and blamed it on me. And they are quite aware that I am looking for a new position.
I'm going to say this. Stay out of the drama of anything associated with that.
I found out when my supervisor called me into a conference and just started berating me.
You're going to move beyond this, and it's not going to be something you're going to have to contend with, and you're going to move beyond it, and it's not going to affect you longer than by April. So there's something you're going to do that you move out of the situation. It's not going to leave a long-lasting impact on you if that's something you're worried about.
Yeah, I've been trying to get out, and they're all quite aware that I'm looking for a position. And I make no qualms in letting people know.
You're going to get out of there, so you're not staying. Yeah, you're going to leave when you're on your terms, and it's not going to be too long from now.
Oh, that'll be great. But
and that's what I said.
Just be proactive. I was going to say be proactive and make sure you continuously are treating it like a part-time job on the side.
Oh, I am doing that constantly. I am looking. I am applying. I am talking.
Okay. Perfect. I don't see that being a problem in the long run.
Yeah, the only bad thing about this whole thing is we had a potluck for her on her birthday, and she has all my good containers. She's had them for almost a year now.
Gotcha. Just stay. The more that you could stay out of this person or stay out of the drama that's trying to be kicked up by this person, the analogy I get is you driving in a car and having you ever have this happen when you're driving on the highway and you just got a car wash and it's all clean, windshield's clean, and you see this dirty truck just kicking up dirt and it's like in the air and you got to drive through it and it mucks up your car. The one thing I'm going to say to that is keep away from the muck. Stay away from it.
Right.
Sit down, focus on work, and not focus on any of the disturbance around you because it's all temporary clutter and none of it's going to tie you up. Just look forward and ignore it and don't really let it even impact you.
Yeah, I don't even talk to her. I go through my supervisor and I told him
okay.
I will communicate with him only.
Okay, thank you.
I see I see you being okay in the long run. Just staying out of the muck is the part that I just see until you leave.
I will do that, and I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, what subject do you want to talk about?
For anyone listening in our audience, the one thing I'll say is, like, I know this is Valentine's Day, and this is my first time single in about 10 years, and I'm going to make the best of it. And anyone who feels disappointed that they're on Valentine's Day and they don't have a date or they don't have, like, you know, the flowers and the candy, the one thing I'm going to say is celebrate yourself if you're single on this holiday. Make it about yourself. Enjoy yourself. I'm actually going to go see my mom. I've never been able to go to a Valentine's Day dinner with my mom until now, and I'm excited about it, and I'm making the best of it because I know she's not going to be around forever. So that's how I'm celebrating my holiday. But if anyone else is listening and they feel down about not being with somebody, don't let that discourage you, because it's just a temporary respite and you will find somebody else.
Oh, yeah, there's somebody for somebody, everybody, you know, out there, you know.
With 7 trillion people, the odds are on your side.
Yeah, really, you know.
So
you
that's
know,
my little 2 cents of a tidbit.
Yeah, and it's just a day to sell candy and flowers.
Well, so many people get so worried when they try to measure themselves against other people in their life. You know, these people who seem like they are happily married. Well, guess what? On the inside, they may not be so happily married. They put up appearances. So don't look at your situation in the context of anyone else but yourself.
Right. Very good. Very good point. Absolutely. I totally. You know, it's like just go along. Just be yourself and enjoy you. Celebrate you.
Absolutely. Because
you are not all by yourself.
Well, it's hard for us to celebrate who we are even if we're single. Like, sometimes people automatically think if you're single, you failed at something. You failed at a relationship. You failed at your ability to be close with somebody, intimacy, all these. I say no. It has nothing to do with failing at anything. You got to look at it as the other way around. Is, you know, the universe provides, or God provides, people in our lives for a reason. And if one doesn't work out, there's going to be 10 others right around the corner. You just got to see around the corner or have faith in it to understand it.
Yeah, like my Italian girlfriend says, it's like a bus. One comes along every 10 minutes.
Exactly. Instead of shutting down and sitting there and worrying if you'll ever find another bus again, and you're in the middle of Manhattan, you're going to find another cab, a bike, a bus, your feet. It doesn't matter.
But get out there, because sitting in your house, nobody's going to come and ask for a cup of sugar. Although I did have a reading where a girlfriend did meet a guy, and he came and asked for a cup of sugar, and they're still married.
It just all depends. It's like, it depends on the various multiple factors, and people don't always think of those things.
Absolutely, and things can change, because we're the only animal that has free will.
You're right about that. Very true.
You could, like, we can
very
do
true.
A reading for you, and you could choose to, you know, take it or leave it or do a raspberry in it, because you got free will. You know, nothing's
so
written
true.
In concrete.
Exactly.
You know, but,
and I agree with that 100%.
And sometimes people are so in love with love that they don't see the forest for the trees.
It's true. And too many people actually also look at it from the vantage point of, oh, I failed at this. That means I'll never find love again. No. Love is just like the air. Everyone can enjoy it. You just have to be willing to set the parameters of what you consider acceptable in your love life and what you're going
to
put up with.
And you have
to
be in the right frequency.
Exactly.
It's all like turning the radio dial to the frequency of it.
The right channel.
Yeah.
You're right, for sure.
You know, and two, people that there's sometime, because we live so long, you know, we have more people to go through too, you know, because we're more spiritual entities than, and back in the old days, way back in the 1800s and 1900s, you only lived until you were 30, because you started having kids at 12 and you died at 30. You know, you all wore out.
It's
you
true.
You know, now we live longer. But I do love a good love story. Like, have you noticed that the people from World War One and World War Two era, they met their love in school, and, you know, grade school, and then they married in, you know, after high school, and they're married for 50, 60, 70 years. Isn't that a neat love story?
Those are the kind of, I think, anticipation, or I should say the expectations that our grandparents and our parents or anyone from that era, they understood differently than what is like now. I mean, when you look at millennials, or you look at anyone under 40 who's picking up a cell phone and they have their smartphones with them, and there's like, I mean, I'm single now. I get to enjoy being single again. And there's more apps than there are for people that you can meet out there. You could literally go on an app, and there's an app catered to every single different kind of person that exists in this world and what you're looking for. It's kind of crazy. Back then, they didn't have that, so I don't think the eyes were wandering as often. Now we have more choices than we know what to do with, if you think about it.
Right, but also they had a compromise gene, the older folks.
You know, my grandparents didn't stay together?
Yeah, they had a compromise.
They were happily married? Well, they were happily married for, I think, almost 70 years. They worked. My grandfather worked two full-time jobs, and when he was home, he stayed outside a lot because they knew that the more time they kept apart from each other, they loved each other, but they weren't in each other's hair, even when they were not together in work and they were retired. They kept balance with each other. I think that may also have a lot to do with people who last a long time. They know where to not over push each other's limits.
Right. Right. And they know, you know, they know how to work with each other, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Where nowadays, I don't think the young ones have patience.
The patience, the coping, all those kind of things are more of a challenge now than ever before, I think.
And I see a lot with a lot of the younger people that I read for, they overanalyze everything to death.
From every point of view and perspective there is? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They just analyze everything, just getting married or having a baby or, oh, my.
Yeah.
You know, you just live. You don't, you know, like if you ask an old person, they say we lived. We didn't really think about it. We just went and did.
It's true. For sure. I also think when you think about this time of year, depending on where you live in the country, you're going to have colder weather starting to get warmer soon in a month or so. So a lot of people are just hoping that they can find someone in their life to fill their, you know, their yearnings. And I think a lot of people should understand, instead of trying to fill that temporary void, work on yourself in this holding pattern until you find that next relationship for yourself, so you're better in that relationship going forward.
Right. I totally agree, because you got to work on yourself.
Exactly.
You know? And it's like I ask some people when they're having a hard time, would you date you right now?
No.
So,
correct.
I know, bad reader.
No, that's understandable, though.
You know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you do the work, the right thing will come along. You know.
You know, it's also one of those situations where people come out of a long-term relationship or something, and then they think they need to jump right back into something because, you know, that's what they know. And one of the things I'll say is if you come out of a long-term and you're dealing with relationship issues, sift through those. Give yourself time. Time does naturally heal a lot of things. And don't rush to run back, you know, go back right into something else, because you're probably not going to find the right fit for yourself, and you're going to repeat that insecurity and bring that stuff from the prior relationship into the new relationship.
Oh, yeah, that's my saying, too. It's like, well, different lesson, same pair of pants.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's like you'll find out that me, myself, and I is a good person, and a skeleton isn't coming to eat your head off. You know, you're going to be okay with me, myself, and I.
Well, and if you can't be okay with yourself, how's your new perspective love going to be okay with you? If you can't spend
right.
the time by yourself to sift through things and work through issues and make yourself that much better and well-balanced for the next relationship, how do you know you're going to be able to have some future partner, you know, appreciate you for that?
To be able to trust and stuff, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all
putting
about
the ego
trust.
Aside in the relationship, you know?
Right, and it isn't a competition. I've done readings for people that compete.
Playing,
you know,
games.
They do.
Try to eliminate as much of those games as you can.
Oh, yeah, or nanny, nanny, boo-boo, or, You know, it's like, really?
Exactly.
But
definitely.
I want to, you know, it's like just, you know, you just, and it isn't like, you know, mad, passionate love, you know, all the time. It's compassion. What's left in the end? Who's going to be there for you if you need them? Compassion,
absolutely,
kindness, consideration, camaraderie, companionship, you know? You don't have to be all alike. A lot of times opposites do balance each other out.
You got that right. And then sometimes people don't realize that they're opposite. It may not always be the perfect dynamic, but they can work through some of those things and make it more perfect for each other by actually communicating. I think that's one of the things I see from people who always ask me from readings, what do I need to do to improve my relationship dynamic? Have you tried communicating with the person you're interested in? Because if you haven't, how are they going to know what you're expecting? They may not be intuitive.
Right.
They may not understand things unless you convey directly to them what your thoughts are or what your concerns are.
Right. A lot of times I say, well, maybe you guys should go to counseling. You know, I'm not a, you
absolutely
know, counselor. You know, try that,
that's
you
true
know. And you always ask, do you still love them, you know?
Yep, absolutely. It's a big
you
part
know
of it.
And,
yeah.
You know, I tell them sometimes instead of glaring each other, you know, talk to each other, you know. And it's like make date time for each other, too, because a lot of times people get so busy, they're like ships passing in the night.
Well, you know what happens, too, I think, from experience. Since I said this is my first Valentine's Day, I'm by myself alone. I love it. It's a liberating feeling with no drama involved. Where in the past, when you're in a relationship, there's always some type of drama sometimes, especially when the relationship's not going well anymore and you keep it alive for a while. But from my vantage point, I think anyone who's single, don't focus on the being single and the negative side of it. Look at it as the opportunity for yourself. And don't worry about being alone. You can find options to fill your calendar so you're not sitting by yourself on Valentine's Day or around the time period of Valentine's Day. You know,
right,
there are so many things you can do to fill up your calendar so you're not sitting there focused and dwelling. It's when you don't have something going on, you're sitting by yourself, that you may dwell and your thoughts might occupy your mind and they may not be the most constructive thoughts you're really thinking.
And also, there's a lot of meetup groups out there, you know, that are part, you can find whatever you're interested in, you know, and join those.
Very true.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight with me, Jason. And
thank you, Kelly.
I want to thank everybody that tuned in. And I hope everybody has a wonderful Valentine's Day and love yourself. And thank you for being.
Exactly.
All right. See you in the future, everybody.
All right. Thank you so much, Kelly Jo. It was a pleasure being on here. Such a pleasure as always, and I am so happy to work with you and collaborate and look forward to future episodes on both our podcasts and everything else we're doing.
Me too. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye, everybody. Thank you.